Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. Great leaders help students succeed. That's why it's important that leaders at K-12 schools and in higher education are equipped with up-to-date theory and practice so they can help students achieve their fullest potential. Our guests today certainly know that. They are here to talk about Caldwell University's doctoral program in educational leadership. I'm very happy to welcome Dr. Joanne Jasmine. She's professor of education and co-coordinator of the doctoral program in educational leadership here at Caldwell. Dr. Matthew Block, an alum of the doctoral program in educational leadership, and he is superintendent of the Livingston Public Schools, and Susan Hayes, director of institutional research and assessment here at Caldwell, and Susan is studying in the doctoral program. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What is the goal of the program, Dr. Jasmine?
One of the goals of the program is to give leaders in higher ed or K-12 education knowledge about how to find out information. When you become the leader, everyone looks to you for the answer. You're the person that they go to in the crisis or the situation. And our goal here is to provide our students with the resources and not necessarily the exact know-how to do something, but know where to find that information. And the way our program is set up, it allows our students to form a cohort where they network and work together, as well as they can still maintain that job, in which is very critical to their experience.
Now, Dr. Block, you chose to do this while you were working full-time, you had a family, Susan, the same thing. Why did you choose this program? Dr. Block, you first.
Well, I think it was always a goal of mine to, when I started this program, I was a middle school principal. I knew that I wanted to enhance my career and taking on different leadership positions, but even as a principal, role modeling, being a lifelong learner and pursuing the highest possible degree in the field of education was something that really motivated me to want to be part of a doctoral program. And yes, it's definitely a struggle at the time. Not only was I a principal, but had two small children at home. And Caldwell University really offered a program that accommodated people that are working and people that have families in scheduling classes and opportunities to complete coursework in ways that you could juggle all of those things at the same time.
Now, Susan, you are almost completed. You're in the dissertation phase. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm approaching the completion and my defense this term. I came to the program with an interest in enhancing particularly my research skills, as I'm a researcher in higher ed. And I also wanted to explore more issues with K-12. You know, a lot of times K-12 and higher ed leaders aren't in the same room. So with my cohort and taking classes alongside a lot of K-12 leaders, teachers, professionals, that was a great opportunity to learn about the K-12 education world.
And network with them.
Absolutely.
Because they are coming into our world at higher ed.
Sure. Exactly.
Sure. Now, there's a couple of tracks, Dr. Jasmine. Can you describe those tracks that the students can choose
yes.
from?
There are three tracks. One is K-12 educational leadership, one is special education administration leadership, and one is higher education leadership. So students take approximately three classes in those specializations to hone in on situations and research that is focused just on those institutions.
Now let's talk a little bit about the difference between EdD and PhD. You can select either of those.
The main difference is the type of research. They both, regardless of which degree, they both wind up in a 5-chapter dissertation. But an EdD is a more of an applied degree. You're taking some kind of study that you want to potentially bring back maybe to your school district or your institution of higher education to make a change. A PhD is really focusing more on a theoretical approach rather than a conceptual idea. So, for example, teacher leadership is a concept. not a theory. A PhD focuses on a theory. And you, what you are doing is you are addressing that theory throughout your study, and you're using it to potentially advance that theory in learning. And Matt and Susan, they each, Matt's an EDD, and Susan is a PhD, so they can speak specifically to their studies.
Yes, and let's talk a little bit about that research and how it has helped you. What did you find out, Dr.?
Well, my research was on new teacher mentoring, so that's really part of my work, was part of my work as a principal and now as a superintendent, so.
It's definitely something that you have brought with you to your job. Susan, what are you researching now?
So in part of my job, I'm keenly aware of some of the changes that are facing higher education that's happening right now, particularly for small privates. We're entering into a period of a lot of competition. And I'm exploring a business theory on our organizational culture and how that influences performance. So through my research, I hope to find some strategies that we can apply here at Caldwell.
Interesting. Now, Dr. Block, you were chosen as the keynote speaker at Caldwell University's commencement ceremonies, and also you were recognized with an outstanding dissertation award for your research on new teacher mentoring.
Yeah,
so both of those must have been...
They were two great honors, and we were part of the first cohort, so I think that was an honor
interesting.
In and of itself. You know, our group, the nice thing about the cohort model is you really feel connected with the colleagues that you go through the program with. So that was another thing that attracted me to the program initially, is I knew that I was going to be able to network with people that had the same interests and who were working in education also, that would bring a lot to the table. And the diversity of having the higher education people and the K-12 people and us all being in the same room lead to amazing discussions through the classwork. So then to be one of the first people that defended my dissertation and to be given the opportunity to speak at graduation was a great honor. I think that the research that I did really had immediately some practical implications for me and my work in my school district at the time, and still does as a superintendent. So being able to have that work recognized with the award was also really made that experience of getting the degree particularly special.
Another special outcome of the cohort model is the emotional support that you get through this process
because
of the pressures of the classes, with your balancing your life. You know, I'm also a mother, a daughter, a spouse, a friend, and trying to balance all those roles. So to have that emotional support from your cohort, there's a lot of opportunities in the classes for projects that you work on together with your fellow students, as well as a couple students in my group. We got together for about a year and a half. We were meeting regularly to read each other's drafts and spitball ideas off of each other and help each other through that initial writing.
That's very nice. So talk a little bit, Dr. Jasmine, about the scheduling of this, how it works.
Okay, so our classes are Friday night and Saturday. So Friday from 5:30 to 8 and Saturday from 9 to 3 all day. And we meet for 3 weekends. So we meet for a weekend, then we're off usually for a weekend or two, and in that interim, it's an online assignment or an activity, and then we meet again on campus. So after the 3 weeks of on campus, which sometimes takes 6 or 7 weeks, depending on the calendar, the students complete a course. And once again, as I had mentioned earlier, it's not necessarily all about what's happening on campus. It's our role as professors in the program is to guide them, to guide the students to find out the information or to figure out what are the good questions to ask. It's not as much as we just giving information.
That must be very rewarding to hear back from the students too, as how it's benefited them in the workplace.
It is, and the other thing that is so interesting is people are forever sending me articles based on the courses that I taught in the program. They're like, oh, I remember we read about the PISA results on the PISA test scores, and here's an article. And you really, at the moment, you're not sure everything is being processed, but as time goes on and people reach out to you to tell you, it is very rewarding.
Having gone through the program, I can echo the materials that are studied and discussed are totally relevant to the work that's happening in schools and 21st century education. And there are still, you know, it's been over 2 years since I left the program. And I'm still referring back to some of the coursework that happened here at Caldwell University.
And the courses really give you an opportunity to grow in areas. You know, I took a communications, there's a communications class that really helped everyone who, and a lot of the students were quite nervous about being up in front of the class and being televised and being recorded. And it really helped us hone our communication skills and gain that confidence to be giving public addresses. There were courses focused on research, courses focused on global issues, a great range to prepare us.
So it must be nice, Dr. Jasmine, to see the doctoral students connect and grow in their programs together.
Yes, in the first course, everyone comes from a different background, different towns, different master degree programs. They're working in different districts or higher ed institutions. And after the first course, they've already blended, and they're working together. They're helping each other out. They're bringing food on the weekend. They show up at each other's defenses, oral defenses for the dissertation. They cheer each other on. It's just amazing to see how it evolves over time. And these relationships last beyond the program.
You're going through the experience together, so there really is a bond that happens in the cohort, which I think is one of the best parts of the program. And as somebody who's now been out for a little while, I can say that I absolutely keep in touch with several members of my cohort on a regular basis, and whenever I see the others, it's an instant connection. So that interconnected piece of the program is invaluable and very much part of the experience.
And that connection is what definitely helped me get to the finish line, is having that support of my cohort.
Because it's a very unique experience. Very few people understand what it is like to be in a doctoral program and then to go through that dissertation process. So you have these people who understand what you are feeling and experiencing.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you all for being here. This is wonderful. You can find out more about the Educational Leadership Doctorate Program at caldwell.edu and contact Dr. Joanne Jasmine. Our guests have been Dr. Joanne Jasmine, Matthew Block, and Susan Hayes. And our thanks to our students for their production assistants, Sunny Gupta and Andrew Timothy. I'm Colette Liddy. Please join us next time for Caldwell University Conversations.